Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 627. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support to keep them making music. So if you hear music you love in this show, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Oy, man, so much has been going on recently. What was it? It feels like it was like 2 weeks ago that there was Dragon Con, where I was here. It's all in Atlanta, but it was such a wonderful time, so exhausting. I was totally wiped out afterwards, and I'm still recovering and still trying to catch up from work and whatnot. But I had a wonderful, wonderful time, and I'm so glad to be back here. But now, one of the things that I did do, I just finished, actually, just a moment ago, I got a confirmation. I just booked the house we will be staying at on next year's Celtic invasion of the Isle of Man. Now, the invasion is all booked up currently. However, there might be a second invasion added in August. I'm not positive yet. So if you're interested, make sure you subscribe at CelticInvasion.com to do just that. The Secret World of Celtic Rock compilation CD that was funded on Kickstarter last month, those CDs have arrived. I hope to do a listening party for that album next week, and I'll let you know the dates as soon as I have some, as well as when the physical CD is on sale on my Bandcamp page. I am still waiting for two people who haven't completed the Kickstarter survey to contact me with info. So if you are one of those two people, please drop me a line. Otherwise, the shirts and tote bags should arrive from my printer by next week, when I will start packing stuff up and mailing it out. So I look forward to sharing that stuff with you and sharing the music as well. Finally, if you are a Celtic musician or in a Celtic band, please submit your band to be played on the podcast. You don't have to send in music or an electronic press kit. All you have to do is complete the permission form at 4Celts.com. It's the number 4Celts.com. All right, we kicked off the show with the bookends, with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra. That was the Old Grove from A Celtic Celebration. Next up is Sean Healy with Dr. Midnight, Death, and the Tenth Life from Dramagical.
her dress is trampled and she cannot break free. When the thorn in your side wounds your pride, and the moon gets tangled in the black thorn tree.
After Sean Healy came Jocelyn Petit with Never Ending Road from Wind Rose, then Tellin' Tree with Sunday Birds from Macquarie Street. And we finished up the set with Karen Casey, When the Moon Gets Tangled, from her album Nine Apples of Gold. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you were doing while listening, or a picture you took of a band that you saw. How would you like to introduce an episode of the podcast? It's all super easy. Contact me for your details. You can email me, CelticPodcast@gmail.com, or message me on Facebook. I am still on Mastodon, but I use it a lot less. Social media is still not my favorite thing in the world, but I do love getting emails, so drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Francis Leach replied to the Celtic Music Magazine's feedback request. Mark, love your show. Thanks. I usually work around the house. I especially like to listen while doing yard work. For St. Patrick's Day, I was hanging out at two of our favorite Irish pubs, drinking Guinness and Jameson and listening to some great Irish bands. We constantly have Celtic music on in our house and are planning a trip to Ireland this summer. Our trip 3 years ago got squashed due to the pandemic. Hey, Francis, I hope you made it. I know that was the beginning of the year, so I hope you were able to get over there. Send some pictures. Let us know what you're doing now. Travis Sanzaki replied, Hi, Mark. Thank you for continuing to put out this podcast year after year. This St. Patrick's Day, the podcast is really my only connection to Celtic culture, so I'll be spending the evening listening with my kids. Over the years of listening, I have moved from the U.S. to rural Japan, where there is no other access to my Irish roots. I have to travel to even find Guinness on tap, but thanks to you, my kids have picked up on Celtic music, or daddy's car music, as they call it, and even recognize it with some of the common themes find their way into movie or game music. I hope to continue sharing this music and culture with them as they grow older, and your podcast remains my best source to do so. Thank you. He continues, thanks again for all you do. I'm looking forward to listening to the St. Patrick's Day episodes over a glass, even if I have to pour it from a can, Solancha. Thank you so much, Travis. I really appreciate it. I was wondering, actually, I knew you were in Japan, and I was wondering, you know, what the situation was, and that's really cool. It's cool that you're able to keep in touch with your cultural heritage in this fashion. So I'm really happy this podcast is there for you. So thank you for sharing. Sarah Shorter replied, good morning, Mark. We are enjoying some autumn sunshine down in New Zealand. I'm listening with my son, 18 months old, and he loves the show. St. Patrick's Day for us will be attending Play Center, a parent-run education center, where we will be making shamrock fairy bread, green sprinkles on buttered bread cut out with a cookie cutter. Quite a conglomeration of Celtic and New Zealand themes. We will also be bringing in a playlist to share with the kids, ages 0 through 5. I'm just putting it together now, starting with the best of 2022 and 2023 playlists. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing, Sarah. That's really cool. The fusions of cultures, that is something that I appreciate a lot with the music, as well as, you know, with our own, because we're all around the world. At one point, I went to Italy to visit my mom, and I was surprised. I don't know why. I was surprised to find an Irish pub, and then I found out there were Irish sessions, and I was like, that's so strange. Is it really, though? I mean, if you put it in perspective, how much more strange is it that it here in the United States, we're at least, there it's like, you know, pretty close to Ireland, or pretty close to Ireland, but we, on the other hand, that's part of the diaspora of Irish culture, Celtic culture. It's all around the world. And it's just absolutely amazing that we can find music and culture and bring all these things together. And it's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for sharing, Sarah. All right, let's get back to the music. Joey Abarta is up next. From his album, King of the Blind, this is Johnny Allen's The West Wind and The Boy in the Gap Reels. Thank you.
As I set out in autumn, I met near the roadside the love of my heart. As I gazed on her shoes, the tears started falling, and I asked three small kisses before we should part. Death will never take me till I and my darling rest on a downy bed. There is nothing more lovely than the sun above can say, but the brightest of weddings high above the waves.
it swims and it darts. Well, we don't need a salmon of wisdom if we play it from our hearts, 'cause that's how it starts. In my hour of recollection, it's downhill quick without a doubt. I drank my Guinness, spilled my heart, and now I'm all stressed out. I'm bailing with the shoebox, drive the cold winter away. The Cowfest gig and a cornflake crowd at dawning of the day. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Life's a fish in the lock. It swims and it darts. We don't need a salmon of wisdom if we play it from our hearts, 'cause that's how it starts. Don't stress me out, I'm lost and running late to make it to the show.
That's how it starts.
That remark. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Life's a fish in the lock. It swims and it darts. We don't need a salmon of wisdom if we play it from our hearts, 'cause that's how it starts. Yes, that's how it starts.
After Joey Abarta came Boxing Robin with One Autumn Morning from The View From Here, then the Langer's Ball with Slides, Going to the Well for Water, and the Lonesome Road to Dingle from their album Appetite for Tradition. And I got really excited, I gotta say, I got a notification that they had some new album pins. including one for this album, Appetite for Tradition. Now, if you're not familiar with an album pin, or as I'm starting to call them now, musical pins, it's an idea I came up with about a year ago, which is to create an enamel pin themed to a specific album. And then what I have these little cards that have all the track information and a download link over on Bandcamp. So basically, you can buy a digital album and you can wear your album on your sleeve. I'm recommending this to a lot of musicians, Celtic musicians and otherwise, just because one of the problems that many of us have is the decline in people who are actually buying CDs. And we do make a living as musicians, and most of that comes from the stuff that we sell, whether it's a physical CD or an album pin or a musical pin or t-shirts or whatever. So I got excited when the Langersball not only created an album pin, but they used that specific term, which I had been promoting, again, for about a year. I don't know if it had anything to do with me, but I was really happy to see that they were using that phrase, because I would love to see more musicians embrace alternate means of selling merch that's not necessarily physical CDs, but that might get people excited to support the music, just like I got excited when I saw their Appetite for Tradition album pin. After the Langersball came Irish Town Road with That's How It Starts from On the One Road, and we finished up the set with Railcar Graffiti. That was Frosty Morn from Going Across the Sea. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. A special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Aaron Ruth, Katrina Donahue, Sophia Olive, Craig Bashford, and James Newman, and many more I'll be announcing in the next episodes. We have a lot of new patrons, and I am super grateful for each and every one of you. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number 1, go to our Patreon page. Number 2, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week. $1, $5, $10, $25. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. That's what many of our Celtic legends do at the $25 level. Number 3, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon by following the link to songhinge.com. The Fretless is up next with Troubled Mind. This is from their album Open House.
I can't take the heat. I got a troubled mind. History repeats, and you know I got a troubled mind. And it won't let up, it's like a bad dream. They say I got a troubled mind. I'm shaking like a settee. Gotta say I got a troubled mind. What the hell is wrong with everybody right now? Everywhere I look, it's the same sound. Haunted by the melody, melody haunted by the melody. Sometimes it gets ahead of me, head of my mind, it gets ahead of me, gets ahead of me. Haunted by the melody, the melody haunted by the melody. Riots in the street, cause I got a troubled mind. History repeats, well, you know I got a troubled mind. And it won't let up, and it won't let up, and it won't let up. What the hell's wrong with everybody right now? Everywhere I look is the same sound. Haunted by the melody, the melody haunted by the melody. Head of my mind, it gets ahead of me. Gets ahead of me, haunted by the melody. The melody, haunted by the melody. Melody sometimes gets ahead of me. Head of my mind, it gets ahead of me. Gets ahead of me. Are we a force of nature? Or just a sore in the mouth? Are we the beautiful future? I can't figure it out. Are we a force of nature, or just a sore in the mouth? Are we the beautiful future? I can't figure it out. What the hell is wrong with everybody right now? Everywhere I look is the same sound. The voice of reason.
bound away to leave her. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, bound away to leave her. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, shipped on board a whaler. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, shipped on board a whaler. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, packet leaves tomorrow. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, I leave you with great sorrow. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, love your Juliana. Shallow, oh, shallow brown, I love you, Juliana. Shallow, oh, shallow take me for a dollar.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
a great big Spanish daughter.
Shallow,
oh, shallow brown, shallow in the morning.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
just as day is dawning.
Shallow,
shallow brown, shallow, oh, shallow brown.
One lovely summer evening, the rain was soft as dew. I went down to me local to grab a pint or two. And across the room I spied her with eyes of emerald green. She had a head of shocking red, the finest I had seen. Well, I made my way beside her and I cracked a witty joke. I asked, what are you drinking? She said, mine's a rum and coke. There was something in her accent and how she held her glass that set me mind to thinking that this was no Irish lass. And as we got to talking, sure, the night went rolling by. Our tongues, they never tired till the man was calling time. Though I searched the whole world over, no girl I'll ever see like my lovely Colleen Rua from the land of liberty. Well, next day we got to talking over coffee, eggs and tea. She told me all about her life in far America. Was then I took her walking to see the sights and sounds. The soon the sun was setting on the cemetery grounds. Well, she told me she was leaving on an early morning flight. I swore I would see her again before the ground was white. Though I searched the whole world over, no girl I've ever seen like my lovely Colleen Rua from the land of liberty. Immigration forms. We swore we'd be together just as sure as day would dawn. And on both sides of the ocean we learned to make a life. And now my pretty Colleen is a mother and a wife. And I hope someday our daughter finds her love so pure and true. She'll tell her handsome children of me own dear Colleen Rua. Though I search the whole world over, no girl I'll ever see like my lovely Colleen Rua from the land of liberty. Though I search the whole world over, no girl I'll ever see like my lovely Colleen Rua from the land of liberty.
After the fretless came Raoul Sanz with Tinta Invisible, Sam and Ferre from La Espiral del Lobo, then La Nef and Cor Leoni with Shallow Brown from Shanties Live, then came Jen Midkiff with Candle on the Water from her album Collage, and we finish up the set with My Lovely Colleen Rua by the Out of Kilters from their album Hot Potatoes. I hope you had a wonderful time this week, and if you did, please make sure you vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. I'm still trying to catch up on those myself, so it's been a lot of fun creating the Celtic Top 20 and sharing it, and we've got a lot of great votes in. There are also two playlists, a Spotify and a YouTube playlist that features the top songs that are voted upon after the first 2 weeks when the polls open. So make sure you check those out if you want to hear some great music and just see what the top songs in the podcast are. All right, we're going to finish up the show with Jesse Ferguson. This is High Germany from his album, The Bard of Cornwall. Thank you so much for listening and sharing this show. I will be back next week. Slantia.
Oh, Polly, love, oh, Polly, the rout has now begun. And we must go a-marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself in all your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, me love, in High Germany. Oh, Willie, love, oh, Willie, oh, list what I do say. My feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. And besides, my dearest Willie, I am with child by thee. Not fitted for the war, me love, in High Germany. me love, and on it you shall ride, and all my delight will be her riding by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, get married by and by. Oh, cursed be them cruel wars that ever they should rise, and out of merry England press many a man likewise. They pressed my true love from me likewise, my brothers three, and sent them to the cruel war in High Germany. My friends I do not value, nor my foes I do not fear. Now my love has left me, I wander far and near. And when my baby it is born and sitting on my knee, I'll think on lovely Willie in High Germany. Oh Polly, love, oh Polly, the rout has now begun, and we must go a-marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, me love, in High Germany.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit the website to follow the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Greatly appreciate it. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.